was indisposed, studying my little heart out. I had the last 4 or 5 weeks, and I had about 4 or 5, 6 pages of notes stacked up, and I was feeling pretty good, you know. And then all of a sudden this morning, about 8 o'clock, the Lord says, no, that's not the one you need to do. You're going about it all wrong. You need to do this. So I apologize for that, but got to give the message the Lord gives me. If you take your Bibles this morning, we'll be in Psalm chapter 56. Psalm chapter 56. But we're going to start out in 1 Samuel chapter 21. So if you turn there, and as you're turning, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this morning. Lord, we ask that you would be with us as we dig into your word. Lord, we ask that you'd bless our visitors this morning. Lord, we thank you for them. Please be with us as we just go forward. We just thank you for being sovereign and for being in control. Lord, we ask that you'd bless this day. Lord, keep my tongue and help it to say what it should say. Help it to say your words, and it's in your name we do pray. Amen. So I don't have a fancy title this morning, but we're just going to jump right in feet first and see however long that takes us. So in Psalm chapter 56, and we're in the the side verse of 1 Samuel 21:10-15, and it'll kind of set the background for Psalm 56. And what we're looking at is David when he was running from Saul, when he's being chased by Saul, and he runs to the Philistines. So turn with me, 1 Samuel 21:10-15, starting in verse 10. Excuse me. It says, "And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and he went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, Is not this David, the king of the land? Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? And David laid up these words in his excuse me, in his heart, and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them and feigned himself to be mad in their hands." He pretended to be a crazy man. "He feigned himself to be mad in their hands, and he scrabbled on the doors with his hands, and he drooled all over his beard. He let his spittle fall down on his beard. Then said Achish unto the servants, look at this. Lo, see ye the man is mad. Wherefore then have ye brought him to me?" Why is he here? Verse 15, "Have I need of madmen that ye have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" So if you turn with me to Psalm 56, that kind of set the stage for it. And we can see it's only 13 verses long. It's kind of a short psalm. Some of them are quite a bit longer than the others. But I'm just going to jump right in with verse 1. Verse 1 says, "Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me." Notice here in verse 1 we have a daily fight. A daily fight. Go with me, if you would, to Psalm 20, 1 through 9 real quick. Psalm chapter 20, 1 through 9. And it says, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offenses, offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice." Verse 4, "Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation and set up the name of our God. We will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions." Verse 6, "Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven at the saving strength of his right hand." Verse 7, "Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." Verse 8, "They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call." Back in Psalm 56, verse 1 again. "Be merciful to me, O God, for man fighting daily," excuse me. "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me." That word oppresseth, it means to press, to afflict, to crush, to force, to hold fast, or to bind, to distress. I think of those of you that like to eat garlic fresh pressed. You got a garlic press and you peel the garlic and you stick it in there and you press it and it comes squeezing out the bottom. That's kind of what the idea of this word oppress. It means like a garlic press being squeezed together. And I made some notes from one of the messages I did a few weeks ago. But since we're in a daily fight, I'm going to go through a couple of the points. To stand strong, we are to wage our battles standing on the solid rock of Christ. We are to be rooted and grounded deep in His Word. We are to commune and abide and to rest and spend time with Him every day. We are also to stand complete. We are to put on the whole armor of God if it's to do us any good. Not just part of it, not just here and there and what we'd like, but we're to put on the whole armor of God. Not only just to put it on, but we are to use it. And not only are we to use it, we are to become comfortable and skillful in our own armor and learn to use it well. We are also to stand ready. The devil, as we heard the last time, is a fearsome opponent, a fearsome adversary. And if we are in a daily fight, we must expect the enemy to attack at any time. We must be ready for an ambush, a flank movement, or a full-out guns-blazing frontal assault. We must anticipate the enemy's movement. Because we are in a daily fight, we must also stand against the adversary. The devil, we know, that fearsome lion, Apollyon the destroyer, the wicked one that bathes his hands in Christian blood, he violently and unmercifully stands against everything we as believers hold dear. He uses every evil tool he possesses to overthrow in any way possible the carnal wayward Christian who steps away for a moment from a local visible church, never to return or be seen again. Psalm 57:3. He shall send from heaven and shall save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. I think of that, swallow me up. Remember, John, when we were fishing at Luck Lake last time, and you put your waders on. Well, we used to fish in waders. Now we got a boat to fish out of. But John's been upgrading. But we were fishing in waders, and he pointed out this particular section of beach, and he said, now you be careful of that there. That mud will swallow you up head first, and you go down, and bloop, and you'll be under with your waders stuck in the mud. The carnal wayward Christian was swallowed up. Now notice in verse 3 here. I'm going to read down to verse 3. My enemies would daily swallow me up, starting in verse 2. For they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Notice fear will come. Fear will come. It'll be a part of our daily life. It is a part of our daily life. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. It doesn't say what time I may be afraid. It doesn't say I can be afraid. It just says I am afraid. It is how you deal with the fear that is important, though. It's how you deal with it. It's how I deal with it. It's how we as a church deal with it. How we as a community deal with it. Do we murmur or do we complain or do we speak ill of each other or God's man? If you want to find out what happens when we do that, read Numbers chapter 16 and find out what happened to Korah when the earth got a little bit hungry, a little bit of fire fell. God wasn't too happy with that. Do we internalize and turn on each other when we are angry or afraid? A lot of times we do. The Bible says we are not to bite and devour one another, but we are to serve one another. Look in Galatians 5, it'll tell you all about that. Now, I love my son, and he's got this crazy animal book. You know, all the little kids have these books and animals. Well, my in-laws were just here, and my dad, he was a biology major in college and whatnot, and he got him this book, a biology book that's this thick. You know, it's actual facts and information, but it's in French. So I have to have an interpreter when I read the pictures. But anyways, this animal book, there's an example I'd like to point out this about not biting and devouring one another. It's the black rhino, and it's very, very limited in numbers. I don't know much about it, but it's close to extinction. And the cause of this whole thing, the biologist found out, was that over half of the male black rhino population, they die because of wounds inflicted on each other. So during mating season, of course, they'll go head-to-head and not kill each other. And their numbers are down so far that they're almost extinct because they bite and devour and fight internally with each other. Now look at verse 4. In God will I praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Look at Psalm 118, 5 through 14 with me. Psalm 118. Read a block of scripture here that will go along with what we're saying. Psalm 118, starting in verse 5. It says, I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large or a broad place. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is on our side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Verse 7, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put our confidence in man. Let me read that again. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put our confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put our confidence in princes, in the government, in everything else, all the other organizations. Better to trust the Lord. Verse 10, all nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. Verse 14, the Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. Now back in our text, back in Psalm 56, verse 5, every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. And that word rest, it means to carve, to fabricate, or to fashion in a bad sense. To worry, to hurt, it means pain or anger. It means to twist or distort. Back in verse 6, they gather themselves together, they hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul, wait to take my life. Verse 7, shall they escape by their iniquity, or shall they escape in their iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O Lord. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 54, which is just right across the page. It says, save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, and give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil to my enemies and cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. Now back in our text, verse 8. Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? Verse 9, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Now let's turn a little bit over here. Romans chapter 8. And I think you know where I'm going with this. Romans chapter 8, 31 through 39. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can rise against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now back in our text, if you turn with me back to Psalm 56, verses 8 and 9. we see a bottle of tears. A bottle of tears. Don't you know our tears are precious to God? It says right there, our tears are precious. But our tears are precious to God. You know, tears are a sign of a broken, repentant heart, a broken, repentant spirit. They are a sign that there is still life within. A reminder that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Tears are an outward indicator of the inward condition of the heart. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Have we lost our tears? New Hope, have we lost our tears? Back in verse 10, in God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. How we talk about God and the things of God indicates how our heart condition is with God. Do we talk to Him at all? He is our Heavenly Father. Do we ever acknowledge Him? Do we tell Him that we love Him? Are we thankful for the blessing that He gives us every day? Now watch this. Are we thankful for the things that we take for granted? Psalm 57. Turn the page if you would. Psalm 57, 7 through 11. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto Thee among the nations. For Thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and Thy truth to the clouds. Be Thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let Thy glory be above all the earth. Now as we wrap up here this morning, let's look at verse number 11. We're getting close here. I know the kids are getting antsy. Verse number 11. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. Have you put your trust in God this morning? Do you know that He holds tomorrow? Brother Fred, like that song you love so much. I know who holds tomorrow. Where is our trust? The Bible says we are to have the faith of a small child, a little child. Do we really? Do we trust Him with all that we have and with all that He has given us? You know, young children are so trusting. You know, I think of my two little ones back there running around. And my son, you'll tell him to take your hand, and he'll grab your hand, and he'll go anywhere you lead him. You know, so trusting. And I fear as adults and as Christians, we've either lost our ability to trust or we're placing our trust in the wrong place. We are constantly using our flawed logic and rationale instead of taking God at His work and at His word. We are worried about what others think instead of what God has said. Now back in verse 12, it says, Thy vows are upon me, O God, I will render praises unto Thee. Verse 13, For Thou hast delivered my soul from death, wilt not Thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? The phrase, I will render, means to be safe in mind, body, or estate. It also means to make complete, to make amends, to make restitution, to restore, to give in full payment, to return again, or to make good. I will render praises unto Thee. And aren't you glad this morning it says, Thy vows are upon me. If you look in, I look in my notes, it says, Thy vows are binding upon me. That means if God says something, He's going to do it. Aren't you glad God keeps His morning, keeps His word this morning? New Hope, aren't you glad God keeps His word? Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I know I've been brief this morning, but I ask that You just bless this day, bless this message that's gone forth. Lord, I ask that You would just continue to be with us, continue to be sovereign as You always are. Lord, we thank You for everything You've blessed this church with. Thank You for young ones. Lord, I thank You for everything You've blessed us with. Help us not to take it for granted. And it's in Your name we do pray. Amen.